It's Friday, June 5th, 2020. My name is Mitchell Tulin, and this is The Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from the AV Profession 36. Tim Albright is joined by Brad Malone talking about sales-driven culture. Brad starts off talking about the pros and cons of running your company with a sales-driven mindset.
When I work with organizations and I'll walk in and they'll say, well, you know, we're a sales-driven culture. And that, many of those are, to me, gives them license to be immature from a process perspective. Because to me, every organization ought to be sales-driven. Sales is what makes the organization exist. Well, it brings in revenue and hopefully it brings in profit.
Yeah, but let's pause there for a second, though.
Yeah.
Let's define what we mean by sales-driven organization.
Where I find the line is where people go, well, we let our salespeople kind of run rampant, or you know, they pick jobs and or they'll go to their client and they'll say, yeah, we could get that done in a month, even though our normal timeline is 6 to 8 weeks, but for you, a month. And then they come back in and say, you know, we need to get this done. It's an emergency. And everybody goes, we have a 6 to 8 week process. And they're like, yeah, but we're sales driven. And so it's that excuse of specialness and then the cost of that specialness. And I'll often hear people say, well, we're not engineering driven. You know, that's the kind of the juxtaposition or the pendulum swing. You're either sales or engineering driven. And to me, I would be much more about how about just being maturity driven or company driven, as opposed to a special salesperson. You know, and as you said, the exceptional person tends to break the rules the most.
And is allowed to break the rules the most.
Yeah. And then the newer people or the not so good in terms of sales, in terms of their revenue targets, follow the rules. But their model is to not follow the rules. And then, you know, the goal is we're measuring revenue. But are we measuring gross profit per those jobs? Are we measuring client drama? Are we measuring the drama to the other clients when one of these special salespeople inserts a job right in the middle of six others? So I tend to look at you need to have a strategy-driven culture that sales actually has to go and fulfill, but all the rest of the organization has to fulfill it. Engineering, techs, project managers, procurement. So are we a process-driven culture? And those, you know, those seven letters are often used a whole lot of ways. But to me, you're following a process anyway. And so are we actually learning from it, or are we creating, and I won't call it exceptionalism, but I'll call it exceptions. And once you have an exception-driven culture, then I've got chaos and I've got drama.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.